Boy, it's a wacky world, isn't it? From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher, morning. Now, what do we make of the migration numbers? 24,247. So we've got some growth. It ain't what it was it? No, apparently he's fallen off. The Sanford, I can tell you, though, has had a very good result. We'll get that out of the way before we find Andrew. 24.6% up, so Sanford are good. So that's a good local story. Cisco, if you want to talk internationally, as far as the market's off to the races this morning, the American markets are off to the races. Cisco, better than expected report, new networking switches and routers. They're all about AI and computers and competition. Their revenue, $15.84 billion. So they're going very nicely. Thank you. Yeah, let me, while I've got a moment, just let me give you the story on Burnham. So we've got a by-election. This is how it works, and we've explained it several times this week so far. But Andy Burnham is not an MP. So he's the one who will make a difference, allegedly, according to Rod Little. If there's one person who can make a difference in the Labour Party and might well justify getting rid of Starmer, it is Andy Burnham. He was blocked from a by-election. This time he won't be. Markerfield is the electorate. It's in the north of England. It's been held by Labour since 1906, but the modelling this morning, given the reform story, is that even in a by-election, Burnham may not win it. So in 5 weeks they have a by-election, Burnham doesn't win it, then where are they? You can't make this up. It is a mess beyond a mess beyond a mess. Right, we fixed whatever was broken. Andrew, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Mike.
Good indeed. 24,247. So what do we make out of those migration numbers?
Yeah, it's been a topic, hasn't it, recently? But you've got to remember that migration has been a sort of mainstay of our economic performance. And that, look, there's some interesting changes in the numbers. On a positive note, fewer New Zealanders are leaving. And what I would say is these migration numbers are slowly moving back towards what I would call sort of longer-term averages. Look, there was a bunch of downward revisions to previous release data. That's one of the features of migration data and always will be. Yep, 3,370 people, that's the March number. Annual migration, 24,000 or just over 24,000. You go back a year, Mike, that was 14,000. So there's a trend in place. We're definitely seeing a trend. And why is it lifting? It's lifting because there's a reduction in the number of New Zealanders leaving, which sort of, I don't know what you think, but anecdotally, it sort of feels right, doesn't it? You know, there's less people going. Yeah. Arrivals are staying pretty constant. A 10-year average for permanent long-term migration is 49,000. So we're somewhere beneath that. But if you take a longer period and you go back and include the early 2000s, that average sits at 31,000. And if you sort of annualise the last few months, so you look at the current trend, we're pretty much there. So we're pretty much getting back to what's a sort of a normalised situation. If you look at the source of migrants, still very much an Asian focus, China, Philippines, India, Sri Lanka. The China numbers look robust. They lifted for the 12 months versus the 12 months to March 25. Those other countries sort of tailing off a little bit. It's kind of hard to get a handle on sort of what's the impact of the Middle East conflict is going to be on migration. I mean, I think this global uncertainty could help Kiwis here. Mm. But traditionally, our employment market, that's been a factor. It's not very strong at the moment. Confidence is low. But, you know, it feels like we are a safe port in a turbulent world. Yet the bottom line, though, is we're moving back to a more sort of normal migration situation, though. But, Mike, what we do have to do is look at the tourism numbers because I think they look pretty good. It's one of the big tailwinds for our economy. We've got agri and tourism's coming back. It's going well. 3.13 million visitor arrivals. That's 300,000 more than March 25. So March 26, we're 95%-ish back to pre-COVID. So I think that looks pretty good. Still dominated by tourists from Aussie and the US, though.
I don't care where they come from as long as they spend. Housing, she's flat. Those sales are down. I mean, 7.9 is significant. That's material, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we've got to try and find a positive take on some of these numbers at the moment. What I would say here, Mike, it's still a great market for first-home buyers. Yeah, look, it looks quiet. Subdued is a good descriptor. Sales year-on-year down 7.9%. Look, there is month-on-month volatility there, but longer-term sales are down. House price index, prices down 0.9% year-on-year. They're 16% below the peak, of course. You factor in inflation, that's a bigger number. The hot spot, though, Mike, Southland taking the lead. Mm. Prices up 8% year-on-year. You've got to be in Southland at the moment. It's leaving Canterbury behind. It's only up 3%. Auckland, Wellington still look kind of soft. down 2.8, 2.5% respectively. Look, I would say, though, that that house price index, it's stabilised in recent months, so I don't think it's getting any worse. Lots of regional variation in the numbers. You know, those Auckland sales were down almost 15%, outside of Auckland down around 5%, so quite strong regional variation. Mike, inventory is still very high. I think if you sort of take a step back and you say, well, interest rates, they're not going down. Unemployment, well, it's higher than it has been. You've got an election coming. You've got weak consumer confidence. I don't think we're going to see much in the way of house price growth this year. I think we've got to wait. We've got to wait. It's not happening just yet.
I need some numbers.
Sure. The Dow Jones, check this out. Over 50,000, 50,104, up 410 points, 0.82%. The S&P 500 up 0.62%, 47 points, 7491. And the NASDAQ up 239 points, 0.9%, 26,639. The FTSE 100, all right, they don't care about the election. They're up 0.5%. The politics, 10,372. The Nikkei down 618, 62654. The mark there, they were down 1%. The Shanghai Composite lost 1.5%, 4177. The Aussie gained 10 points, 8640. The NZX 50 down 0.29%, yesterday, Mike, 13,025. One Kiwi dollar, it's weaker against the US, 0.5919, weaker against the Aussie, 0.8191, 0.5067 against the Euro, but you might be interested in this, Mike. It's up against the pound, 0.4412. It's just getting better every
Bring it
day.
On.
93.63 Japanese yen, gold $4,679, and Brent crude still holding up $105.88.
You have the best of weekends. Andrew Callagher, Shaw and Partners.